B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
Maria Brink from In This Moment joins me today in the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. Her latest album, Mother, dropped at the end of March, and with the pandemic, she hasn't been able to get back on stage since then. What is it like for her on stage?
It's insane. It's euphoric, and something happens when I go out there.
She lets me know what she's been doing during the lockdown quarantine time, as well as coming up to fall. She's a big horror movie fan. This is her time of year.
Oh, it is my absolute favorite. And it's the perfect weather. It's like always around like, you know, 70, 65, where it's just kind of like starts to get cold out.
She considers herself a flower child, a hippie girl, and also private. But she does have her outlets.
And find healthy outlets to release your pain, rage, sorrow, whatever those things are, you know.
Maria Brink from In This Moment is my guest today on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Back at it again before the long Labor Day weekend with Maria Brink from In This Moment today. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It is Meltdown here. And, I'll tell you what, Maria's on stage. I mean, it's so cool to talk to somebody that has, like, this onstage persona. Like I mentioned in the interview, talking with Alice Cooper or Rob Zombie or Marilyn Manson. It's like these people are so different off the stage. But when they get onto the stage, it's like they become a different person. And let's face it. I mean, rock stars, you know, they are different when they go up on stage. They become something that they want to be, you know. And not many people in this world have a chance to really do that in their day-to-day life. And, rock stars are kind of afforded that. So it's kind of cool to talk to Maria about that. Of course, what she's been doing during the lockdown. She's been creating some music, she says. So we'll talk about that coming up as well. Hey, if you like this podcast, give it a 5-star rating, subscribe, share with your friends, all that kind of stuff. I do appreciate you guys listening. I've got some interviews already locked and loaded for next week. Also, some Instagram interviews. If you don't follow the radio station Instagram, if you're like out of state or out of the country or whatever, follow the WRIF Instagram. I know for sure I'll be talking with Amy Lee Tuesday, September 8th at 1 p.m. Eastern time on our Instagram. And it's so cool that in this, you know, day and age, this technology, that we can talk to people as they, you can see them. You can watch me talk with Amy. I just did this with Scott Gorman, formerly from the Black Crowes, last week. It's so cool, these Instagram interviews. And then we post the complete interviews on the website as well at WRIF.com. So there you go. Enough with the plugs. Let's get to Maria today on Talkin' Rock.
How are you doing, Meltdown?
I am exhausted, to be quite honest with you. I spent the whole night getting a tattoo till 7 o'clock this morning, so I've only had a couple hours sleep. So that happens. But we did listen to your whole album as one of the things we listened to last night. So that was cool.
Oh, that's a long night getting tattooed that long.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And thank you so much for listening to that. I love that.
Yeah, no problem. It's funny because I came into the studio yesterday. I thought I was supposed to talk to you yesterday. And I was sitting here and I'm waiting. Then I checked my email. It's today. So I was just going to say, so how'd your Wednesday go? But I guess I can't say that anymore. So.
Yeah, one day off. Who knows what day it is anymore? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Around my neighborhood, it's always Tuesday, apparently, because that's what we always say now, that everyone's been in quarantine and lockdown and the whole thing. But anyway, so... How you been since the last time I talked to you a few months back?
We're doing good. I'm not so fixated and, like, stuck to the TV now, you know. I'm, like, you know, I'm responsible about staying aware of our current events and making sure I know what's going on. But definitely finding a lot more time to be creative and being more relaxed. And here in where we live in New York, things are slowly opening up now. So we can go out to dinners now, and we sit outside still because it's still scary, but we're feeling the malls open. So here where we live, it's definitely starting to feel not it's still scary, but not as scary.
Right. So what are you doing to quell your creative juices? You said you're being creative. What kind of stuff are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to work on my music now because I'm starting to realize that I'm a very private person. I don't really do live streaming or selfies a lot. I do selfies sometimes just because, you know, they ask for, they love that, but I'm really like a private hide behind the scenes type person. But this is really, I think, having to have us all adjust to this new world we're living in. I'm learning how to, like, going to do some live, I'm figuring it all out, how to be a technical live streaming person and kind of bring my fans into my world and let them connect with me without having to be on tour. And I think we have no choice but to do this at this point if we want to stay connected. And I think it is really important to stay connected to all of our fans, because it's like a little universe that you create and you build, and they want to, if they can't get the music and see us live, they need something else. So that's something. And I've learned, I actually had time to, like, fill my house with plants. My house is a jungle right now, and that makes me feel really happy. Like, I have all the oxygen and just everything. I'm getting a new dog. So, I mean, things that I just don't always get to have time for, I'm having time for it. And most importantly, family. I'm, like, having such amazing family time, which is the most important thing of all. So that's good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else new.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's funny how you bring up how you're kind of private, you know, and it's like, it's funny because I went on your social media and, you know, you really don't update it a whole lot, you know, Twitter and the Facebook and whole thing. But I'm kind of with you. Like, I live out in the country and I kind of like my privacy as well. So there is that fine line that you kind of have to balance between letting your fans in. You know, I'm talking about you, of course, letting your fans in and trying to keep, you know, your privacy as well, especially now during this time, because you're in a time where you have to kind of keep top of mind, but you can't go out there and be in front of them on a stage.
Right. I mean, yeah. So we have to stay connected. I mean, I still do our social networks every day, and I do posts and things like that, but I do it more so for the music, like the persona, like this other part of me, you know, not just my everyday self. I mean, I think back in the day, there was a real beauty to the magic of mystery and the magic of not wanting to see all of the background of what it is and how it came to be, because sometimes it can be, it's like, it leaves your mind to have room for imagination within that, you know, within the art. You see everything. Sometimes I feel like sometimes it ruins it. So I'm just trying to learn about that balance and how to share those experiences with people and learn how to do that stuff, but still maintain my privacy and my, you know, my personal life that's sacred to me that I like to keep kind of separate as well. And I'm like you. I mean, my dream is to probably have like 20 acres of land and woods, and that's my end goal. I love that. I love nature and just outside and peace.
Yeah. So you talk about your persona and stuff, and I've interviewed, you know, guys like, you know, Alice Cooper and Manson and Rob Zombie and stuff like that. When you go on stage, talk about your persona that you kind of, is it a way that because you are so private that you can kind of create this whole another person when you go on stage?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, especially me, for my music is where I funnel all of my, like, life experiences. I live my day, I'm really kind and gentle, and I'm sweet, and I'm loving, and I'm like a flower child hippie. And that takes a lot of work because, you know, sometimes we all get angry, pissed, sad, raged, but I have my music as that outlet. Like, I can take all of that and funnel it into my songs, and to go on stage and let that all, like, you know, when you feel stressed so much, you want to just scream, like, you know, I get to do that. I get to walk out there and just let it all out. And it is like, it's insane. It's euphoric. And something happens when I go out there. It's like, I'm able to, that's where I can let it all out. And everybody needs that, whether it's the gym or your cars or your music, you know, I think we all need that so we don't kill each other.
Well, and you know, you're one of the lucky people that has found out a way to do it, because some people probably never find out.
Yeah, and you know, it's true. I had to learn about the balance in life and how you have to, you know, learn to control yourself and find healthy outlets to release your pain, rage, sorrow, whatever those things are. You know, if you can find an outlet, whether it's art or, like, you know, we said working out or dance or whatever it is, you know, that's the key, so you don't take it out on the people you love.
So the new record, Mother, it's been out for several months now, and I wanted to ask you, I can't remember if last time when I talked to you, if I asked you about this or not, but has any of the guys from Queen or Steve Miller contacted you about the covers you did on the record?
No, not yet. We haven't heard, I don't think, anything from them. That'd be so fantastic. Oh, my goodness. I would love that. And I grew up with Queen too much because my mom loved Queen. And when I was a little girl, I was, like, afraid of them in the beginning because my mom had their records. She had that one, I don't know what that one record was called, with the robots all over it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like,
killing. Remember that one? And yep. I was a little girl. I was so scared of that. I was scared of the AC/DC records too. And so, but then I fell in love. The more she listened to it, I started falling in love with Queen on my own, listening to my mom's music. And I was like, Freddie Mercury is so charismatic and magical. And like, they're just, I mean, they're Queen, you know? So if they reached out, that'd be huge. Or Steve Miller or Mazzy Star. There's actually, there's Mazzy Star cover on there too.
Yep. That's right. Yeah. I was going to mention that as well. Yeah. It's cool because, you know, like I said, the record is fantastic. And those Queen, and I was listening last night, like I said, my friend Bob Tyrell is tattooing me and we're listening to it. And I kept watching him to see if he would pick up on the cover songs, you know, and it was, you know, he dug it. He really liked it, you know. You know, I talked to the guys from Bad Flower because Josh has that song where he name drops his mom and stuff and how he should have been a better, you know, son or something like that. And I asked him, I said, what does your mother think of, you know, that song? My wife asked me to ask him that because, and he said, you know, no one's ever asked him. So, of course, you know, your moms have to have some sort of, you know, what do they think of your record?
They're actually on it.
Right.
They're on the song. Yeah, they're on the song "Mother" with me.
Right.
They love it. And my mom's roots are Patti Smith, Stevie Nicks. You know, she loves the Runaways. So she loves when she loves my screaming because she likes that I can release that part of myself in my music and people actually like it. She loves that part. And then she also loves when I sing too. So for her, she particularly loves this album and it makes her have those feelings she said that she'd feel when she was younger listening to the music she loved.
And of course, you know, the record came out like we were talking about several months ago. I mean, you just got to be itching to get back on a stage and kind of, you know, show it off to everybody.
Yeah, especially because, like we said, that's my outlet.
Right. Like,
I need an outlet here. What are the codes? When you explode, you're going to self and explode because I'm holding it all in right now. I mean, I'm trying. I started doing Tai Bo because I got to get this out of me, all this stuff somehow. I'm so excited. I mean, I'm probably going to be emotional. I miss my crew, too, because, you know, we've been with our crew for a long time, and they're all out of jobs, and you become like a big family. So, and when I get to see my band members again and see my crew and we're all getting ready to do a show that we love and then the crowd, all their energy's there and their smiles and their faces and we're all singing together. I mean, we've been taking it all for granted and I feel like I'm going to happy cry on my first show for sure.
That's funny that you say that. By the way, it spontaneously combust. That's probably what you're...
That's it. There you go. Yeah. You got it.
So, yeah, you know... you say that we've been taking it for granted. I noticed that, you know, because the restaurants and stuff have kind of opened up a lot more here. It's not only do I take it for granted that I could just go out and have a great meal anytime I want, but I do feel like the people that are seating you and the waitresses and stuff and the waiters are almost a little bit nicer now, you know?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think it's really changed. Open the door. I think it's really changed everybody. Sorry, one second.
Yeah.
I think it's really changed everybody's perceptions on life, you know, because, I mean, for a minute there, I was like, oh, we're all going to die. The walking dead, zombies are coming. I mean, in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were all terrified. So I think everyday things are becoming a gift. And we should all look at life like that. So, you know, life is a gift. And you can die at any day. Any of us can die. Nothing's guaranteed. And things that we don't even think of are gifts sometimes, like our healthy lungs, our eyes, our feet, everything. So I think that this is really making everybody in general appreciate their family more, their careers more. They're going out to the restaurant, the movie theater. How exciting will the movie theaters be when we get to go back to the movie theater, right?
Yeah, speaking of movie theaters, you were on that Sci-Fi Metal Crush a few weeks back. So is this like kind of like your time of year? Because when I grew up in New York and now I'm in Michigan, obviously. And when the weather starts to change and the leaves starts to fall, it's like horror movie season.
Oh, it is my absolute favorite. And it's the perfect weather. It's like always around like, you know, 70, 65, where it's just kind of like starts to get cold out. I'm in the East Coast, so this is all leaves, and it fully looks like Halloween. Jack-o'-lanterns everywhere when it gets a little closer, and I'm all about that. I love to go to Salem every year, and I'm all about the East Coast in the fall. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Maria, we'll cut you loose here. Thanks for the time. As Above, So Below is the latest single off of Mother. And anything you want to say about that song?
No, just we have a new video that's going to be coming out soon. I can't wait till everybody sees it. We worked really hard on it, and it's a whole other way. No one's ever seen this one before, and it's not a cartoon either. Because I know I see a lot of cartoons coming out in this time because people can't get together. So I'm excited for people to see that. And just thank you so much for getting back on the phone with us. And we appreciate you. And hopefully we see you much sooner than later.
You got it. Maria, thank you so much for the time, and be well. Maybe we'll see you here in Detroit sometime in the future.
Yes. Hopefully we see you real soon. Thank you.
All right, Maria, take care.
All right.
The lovely and talented and very nice Maria Brink today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. Always great to talk with her. I've never had a chance to meet her in person. But she's always a great interview. Just love chatting with Maria. In the meantime, thanks so much, like I said, for listening today. As have a great Labor Day weekend. If you are listening to this on Labor Day weekend, hope you guys have a great weekend. And, you know, take some time off, man. This is it. Last three-day weekend of the summertime as we head into the winter. And like I said earlier, I've got some interviews already locked and loaded coming up here. I got a really cool one with David Ellefson coming up. I can probably say this. I texted him last week. I'm like, hey, man, 30th anniversary of Rust in Peace coming up. Would you mind hopping on the podcast? He said yes. So normally I jinx myself with this kind of stuff. Hopefully I didn't this time. We'll see. But David's always really good to come on the podcast and talk about that kind of stuff as well. So in the meantime, thank you so much for listening. We'll do it all over again real soon.
Thank you for listening to Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. You can help this podcast grow by giving it a 5-star rating and writing a review on Apple and iTunes. Plus, feel free to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, thanks for listening to Talkin' Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.